हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा। यू ऑल वेलकम एट श्री श्री राधा गोविंद देव जी टेम्पल इस्कॉन कोलकाता फॉर मॉर्निंग भागवतम क्लास। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फोर्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 29, चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड टॉक्स बिटवीन नारद एंड किंग प्राचीन बरहित। So before we start this verse, just the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in 31 chapters, there are four sections. First section is first section, in which the prominent subject matter is yajna and for its fulfillment Lord Vishnu has to be pleased, and if we offend Vaishnava it will never materialize. That is this first seven chapter. Daksha Yajna, offense to Param Vaishnava Shiva, no result till Lord Vishnu appears. So any dharmic, any even activity, until and unless it is meant to satisfy Vishnu, there is no result. And usually it is because of offenses we don't get result. The next five chapter, even if you need anything in this material world, approach Supreme Lord, Guru Maharaj, Artha Arthi Bhakta. You wanted something, but the beauty of this five chapter is this: even if you go for something material, even kingdom, if you go to the Supreme Lord, in the process, the desire is purified. And when it is the time to get it, you don't need it. There is the beauty. If you go to some other demigod, then you will get it, and then you will enjoy it, and then you will suffer also. So enjoy usually ends up in suffering. But in this process, if we go to Supreme Lord, in the process the heart is purified. And when the desire is just in front of you, you don't want it. Then 11 chapters is Prithu Maharaj. He wanted to fulfill desire of all the living entities. Prithu Maharaj. Then there is a Prithu Maharaj who is one of the incarnations. Partial. 11 chapters is Prithu Maharaj. Though he was doing yajna, 100 yajna, satakrtu. Sat means 100, krtu means yajna. Anybody who does 100 yajna, he is like Indra. At 99 yajna, Indra was disturbing his yajna. And when advised by superior authority of the material world, he stopped doing yajna. So following authority, even acting as an incarnation, he followed the authority, and the result is again Lord Vishnu appeared. When he forgave to Indra, Lord Vishnu appeared. So even whatever desire you want to be fulfilled, still you need. And the last eighth chapter is direct instruction of Narad to the person who is in ritualistic activities for liberation. Eight chapters is this subject matter which we are discussing now. So total altogether there are 31 chapters in the fourth canto, 7, 5, 11 and 8. This is the overview, and usually it is called, I think Prabhupada says, secondary creation, tertiary creation. The subject matter of Bhagavatam is Visarga, Sarga, Visarga. The mostly things are concerning Visarga. So in a in a descendant of Prithu Maharaj, there was a great king, Prachin Barhit. Prachin Barhit was a great king, descendant of Prithu Maharaj. And Prithu Maharaj is coming in the line of Dhruva Maharaj. So this is the lineage, Dhruva Maharaj. And the whole subject matter is, we are discussing the descendant of Swayambhu Manu's first son, Uttanapad. Uttanapad, Dhruva and Dhruva, Prithu Maharaj, Prachin Barhit, and up to Prichata it ends. Fourth canto is start with the next son's descendants. You know, the overall view, you know what we are discussing. So Prachin Barhit, a king who was very much interested in ritualistic activities, and as yesterday we heard Maharaj saying very, very interestingly, that Narad Muni, out of causeless mercy, he approached Prachin Barhit. Why he approached sometimes? Because he was descendant of Dhruva Maharaj. Anybody who is doing some devotional service here, his descendant get benefit, unlimited benefit. So that's sometimes why Bakasurs, why Aghasurs, soul enter into the Krishna, where he is brother of Putana. And Putana went Krishna to bless, to feed him breastfeed, and Krishna gave him the highest liberation of being mother. So because one devotee did little service, even the rest of the people get a great benefit out of that. So out of causeless mercy, because he is descendant of Dhruva Maharaj, great devotee, so Narada approached him. But when he was speaking in the story of Puranjan, which you have discussed almost for the last 2-3 months. Puranjan. Pur means city, Ranjan means enjoying within the city. Puranjan, Kanpur, Nagpur, Pur means city. Ye Nagpur, ye Kanpur. Is it Kanpur? Like we are city Kanpur, and here in Hindi they call Kan. This is Kanpur, Pur means city with the different gates. So this is the city Pur in which Puranjan is enjoying. Ranjan means enjoying. Brajajan Ranjan, one who gives pleasure to the Brajavasis. Ranjan means give pleasure. So who is enjoying within the body? Puranjan, soul. What causes that soul to be really attached to? Through which first connection soul enters into this body to enjoy? Puranjani. Puranjani is intelligence. Intelligence, buddhi. Puranjani. And he get tied up with him. That's what the whole story goes. And yesterday Maharaj said very nice thing. After 90 verses, 90, speaking Narada about all this, and Prachin Barhit, I don't understand what did you say, my dear sir. But Narada did not get at all disturbed. He, out of mercy, tried to enlighten him. So what we have to learn from this episode of Narada is, many times we speak with, but people don't understand. That doesn't mean that we stop speaking. Even if they say, I don't understand, you try to make him understand. So tolerance is one of the most important qualification of a preacher. Tolerance. Not agitated very easily. Even smiling. No problem. And Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, Bhuya Eva Mahabaho Shranome Parma. Again listen from me. Again listen. If you don't listen, you ask. Until unless you are satisfied, you have right to ask. So to be listener, best preacher is one who is best listener. But then Narada Muni is explaining what his head. And when he understood, yes, now I understand what you are saying, then Narada thought, now he is the right candidate. Because until unless you ask, the preacher don't know you are interested or not. So Prachandji said, I don't understand. It means he was listening and he did not understand. If you don't ask, it means, I don't know whether you are understanding or not. It's a very interesting, if you ask question, it gives preacher more enthusiasm to explain things. And the best preacher is one who gives always things in nutshell. And when you give things in nutshell, people will become inquisitive. And when they ask, then you explain, and then they will be more interested. This is what the whole Bhagavad Gita is. Second chapter of Bhagavad Gita is called? Bhagavad Gita in? Summarize. And then Arjuna asks many questions, and then Bhagavad Gita explained. And in the end, last chapter is called? Summary. Bhagavad Gita again? The last chapter, what is the name of last chapter we call? Importance of the Gita summarized. Maharaj saying. So, the good preacher gives something in a sutra and people become inquisitive. What is further in this? And he will ask question. When he asks question, then he remembers. Then he is interested no more. And this is only, I think, Srila Prabhupada started this method of preaching. So anybody has any question? Nobody else says in Prabhupada any question. So this methodology Prabhupada started. Any question? When you ask, it means you are interested. It means you want to know something. So this is the best teacher as a Krishna. When he is speaking Bhagavad Gita, he said something in a sutra form. Adibhutam, Adiyagya, he said 8 words, and Arjuna has to ask immediately, Kim Tad Brahm Kad Kim Adhyatman? And then Krishna has to explain the whole thing. And then again, in the end, you give the summary, what important thing you want to give. That's the methodology here. And Narada is doing the same thing. But now, yesterday as we heard, Narada said, in this world, everybody is dreaming. They are in dream, a big dream. Dream is not true and it is also true. It is not true means in a dream it is all, everything is made up by mind. But it is made up of the things which you know already. Like Prabhupada sometimes writes, if there is in a dream you see the golden mountain, then there cannot be golden mountain here, say generally, but there is a gold and there is a mountain. So the two things exist, but golden mountain may not be there. So dream actually means it is not true, but it is also true. So in this world we are living in a big dream, a daydream. So what are the suffering of the dream, how the suffering of the dream can be stopped? When we wake up, jiva jago, jiva jago. That's what Mahaprabhu is saying, get out of your dream. In a daytime. Now as a doctor, preacher is also a doctor. What is the function of doctor? To diagnose the disease and then give the prescription. Only you tell somebody that you have this disease, go now. Is there any benefit? Any benefit of going to the doctor, getting your diagnosis done but no treatment, is there any benefit? So Narada Muni has diagnosed the disease of Prachin Bharit, that you are doing all this karma kand, all these animal sacrifices, which is according to the Vedas, very nice, but you will go to the heavenly planet, again you will come down, again you have to repay to all the animals, they are waiting to take their, what is called, they are revenge from you because you have killed them. So he diagnosed his disease. Now he is giving medicine. Today he is giving medicine. In this verse, he is prescribing the method by which he can be relieved from his dream disease condition. Method. So if we say this material world is a place of suffering, then you tell them how they can be happy. Only telling it is suffering is not a preaching. How to become happy, getting out of this unhappy condition, that part is most important part of the preacher's main objective. So here today we are reading the prescription given by Narad Muni to Prachin Barhit. That what if you continue like this, what will happen? And if you want to stop, then what you have to do? So there are two verses together, one verse is on the blackboard, so let us read the first verse. Athātmano artha bhūtasya yato anarartha parampara saṃśrutistada vyavachedo bhaktya paramaya gurau. So this is the first verse. The next verse is Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Samahitaha Sadhari Chanena Vairagyam Jnanam Cha Janyasyati. So first verse again. Atha atmano artha bhutasya yato anartha parampara saṃkṣutistada vyavichedo bhaktya paramaya gurau. Anybody repeats? Now I can Maharaj, any devotee? Koi padho bhai. Atmano artha bhutasya yato anartha parampara bhaktaya paramaya gurau. Atmano artha bhutasya yato anartha parampara bhaktaya paramaya gurau. Atmano artha bhutasya yato anartha parampara saṃkṣetala avacheda bhaktaya paramaya. Atha means therefore means as related to the previous verse. Previous verse means dreaming person seeing tiger and very much afraid, but until unless he wakes up he cannot be relieved from that suffering. So atha, therefore, atmanaha of the living entity. Artha bhutasya, having his real interest. Yataha pramuch anartha of all unwanted things. Parampara series one after another. Saṃkṣutaha material existence. Tat of that. Vyavichedaha stopping. Bhaktya by devotional service. Paramaya unalloyed. Gurau and the Supreme Lord are his representative. This is the first verse. Okay? The next verse is Vasudeve, Vasudeva, Bhagavati, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhakti Yogaha, Devotional Service, Samahitaha, Applied, Sadaricharena, Completely, Vairagyam, Detachment, Jnanam, Full Knowledge, Cha, and Janayasyati, will cause to become manifest. So what is first part is the real interest of living entity is to get out of nuisance that causes him to endure repeated birth and death. The real interest of the living entity, you think real estate of me, we are living entity, okay? It is not for other somebody else. My real interest is, it is the meaning, you apply it to yourself. My real interest is, the real interest of the living entity means, everybody should consider, my real interest is to get out of the nuisance of that cause, which nuisance? That cause one to endure repeated birth and death. So what is the real interest of a person? To get out of the repeated birth and death. Okay? The only remedy. It means there is no shortcut, there is no other chance, there is no other way. The only remedy is to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead through His representative. The only remedy is to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead through His representative. So first is the disease, second is the diagnosis. First is the diagnosis, second is the treatment. Is okay? Diagnosis is that we are suffering in this birth and death parampara. Birth and death parampara. It's called, it's unearth parampara. It's called unearth parampara. And we have to go into the another parampara to get out of this unearth parampara. Earth parampara. So we have to go to one parampara is suffering, other parampara is getting out of suffering. So first, we have to stop repeated birth and death. How to do it? The only remedy, okay? Unless one renders devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev, one cannot possibly become completely detached. What is completely detached? Why is completely? Incompletely detached. How can that be incompletely detached? The word used here, there are two words. Via vichedo, and below is another word. Sadricharena. Both means complete, total. Why these words are used here? Because incomplete means worshipping all these demigods. This is incomplete. It's not complete. Even Brahma, Paramatmeti is incomplete, is not complete. So here word is Bhagavan. Bhagavat, Vasudeva, Bhagavati. Is not Paramatma, is not Brahma. It is Bhagavan. Complete means Bhagavan. Like when we say Brahma, Paramatma, Bhagavan. Bhagavan is complete. All other are partially complete. So that is the meaning of this word. Unless one renders devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev, one cannot possibly become completely detached from the material world. Completely detached from material world. So how is partially? It means partially detached from material world means he may give up this material planet, will go to the heavenly planet to enjoy. So he is still attached, partially attached to the heavenly planet. So that is completely detached. Detachment. And this complete detachment is the meaning of Vairagyam. Vairagyam. Which means, Vairagya means, one is Vairagya, detachment. But the another meaning is Vishesha Raga. Vishesha Raga. The the spiritual attachment to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of God, it is the another meaning of Vairagya. Material detachment can only be had when we have spiritual attachment to the lotus feet of the Lord. And this bhakti creeper, and who will give this medicine? Who will give this medicine? Nivartat rishai upagi amanaya bhav aushadi mano virama. This is a beautiful verse in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. The treatment, aushadi means medicine. Medicine for bhava roga, sanskrit. Here word sanskrit, there is word sanskrit here. Sanskrit means material existence. Sansar, sanskrit, one and same thing. It's called bhava. In Sanskrit it's called bhava. Sansar is also called bhava. Means repeated birth and death. Bhava sagar. Aushadi, what is the medicine for that? Shrota, hearing. What hearing? Krishna katha. From whom? Nivarta trichai. Very detached person, completely detached person. Nivarta, there is also the word is Nivarta trichai. Trichai means desires. One who is free from all material desires. If that person speaks Krishna katha, that will purify the heart. I was telling somewhere something like this. There are so many kathas going everywhere. Bhagavat katha, this katha, Ramayan katha. But the problem is that there is not a person who is nivarta trichai. The person is not detached from all material desires. He has his many desires to be fulfilled by that katha. So how can the other people's desire can be completely stopped? No, he is himself. So I just, one thing came into my mind. Is there any mall here called ISKCON Mall? In North India there are many malls. People have made big malls. Big supermarkets. They are called ISKCON Mall. ISKCON. That's called ISKCON Mall. I said, all these kathas are ISKCON Mall, where there is no K means Krishna, only you go and buy something and come out. They are ISKCON Mall, but without Krishna. There is no Krishna there. All these kathas are also ISKCON Mall. They are also called katha. Bhagavat katha, but no Krishna. Because they have desires. In Ahmedabad, there's the next door to us is ISKCON Mall. I was in Surat, there was a big ISKCON Mall. But there's no K. ISKCON. No K. And whole importance is K. Krishna. There's no Krishna and everything is there. So there is the purpose. Nor can he be possibly manifest real knowledge. That's called Jnanam. The two words in the next verse is Vairagyam Jnanam. Vairag means to give up material world, and Jnan means to know Krishna. Jnan means, and what is the real meaning of the Jnan? Janmakaram chame devyam evam yoveti tatvatah tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mam eti suvarjana. There is the meaning of real Jnan. Because here real purpose is to get out of the repeated birth and death. So real Jnan is one by which one get out of that. There is real knowledge. And another verse from Bhagavad Gita to support this statement is Bahunam Janmanamante Jnanman Mam Prapadya Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sudurlabha Vasudeva Sarvamiti. After many lifetimes, Jnanis, they come to this conclusion, Vasudeva is everything. They surrender to him. That Mahatma is very rare. Very rare. So you are very rare persons on this planet who has taken to Krishna consciousness. You are very rare persons. So take it seriously. It's Mahaprabhu when he's speaking to Rupa Goswami, say innumerable living entities are wandering in different planetary systems. And out of that, very rare is human form. And among the human form, mostly people are uncivilized. Those who are civilized, almost half of them just call that we know, but they don't do anything. The remaining half, most of them are karmanish. They are only interested in what Prachin Bharat is doing. Most of them are doing what Prachin Bharat is doing, Karma Nishtha, Karma Kanda. All different rituals, incomplete. Among koti karma nishtha madhya ek jnani shrestha, only one jnani is shrestha. He is extraordinary among many, many, many karma nishtha. Koti jnani nishtha madhya ek mukta jana. Really one is liberated. And koti mukta jana. Durlabh ek Krishna bhakta. Durlabh. Only word durlabh is in Krishna bhakta. So you all are very special souls as per parameters set by Mahaprabhu. Rare Krishna bhakta. So we should really be very serious in our practice of Krishna consciousness, because we are real interest. We know the real interest of our existence. It means what the rest of the world is doing, they are not knowing the real interest of their life. And what Mahaprabhu said, Janam Sarthak Kari, what Mahaprabhu said, means you know your real interest in life. That is the purpose of Janam Sarthak Kari. And when you know it, then Kar Paropakar, then go and deliver this to other people. That is perfection of life. So Srila Prabhupada starts forward by saying, this is the way to become detached from artificial material condition. Condition only singular. One sentence, Prabhupada. This is the way. What is that way? Through spiritual master worshipping Krishna. This is the way. This is the way to become detached from artificial material condition. What is artificial means? Artificial. Dream is something artificial, as the things which we just discussed is dream. So dream is something artificial. The jewelry is artificial. You know artificial jewelry? It looks like the real, but it's not real. Jewelry? The real jewelry shops are very less and well protected. The artificial jewelry is everywhere, all around. Even at the roadside, you can sell artificial jewelry. So artificial and real, you understand? So artificial material, the word Prabhupada is artificial material condition. This is the way. And what is the way, Prabhupada writes next line? The only remedy is to take to Krishna consciousness. The only remedy is to take to Krishna consciousness and constantly engage. Take to Krishna consciousness, what this means? What it means? Next line. Constantly engage in devotional service of Lord Vasudev, Supreme Personality of the Godhead. So not taking to Krishna consciousness, taking initiation and then going and doing everything whatever I like. No. Constantly engage in devotional. Prabhupada says each word has Prabhupada says, if you distribute my books throughout your life, you will go to back to Godhead. Throughout your life is most important. Throughout your life. One line, but it has a very deep meaning throughout your life. Constantly engage, constantly engage. Only remedy is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness, many devotees say, I am Krishna conscious, that's what is the problem. But are you engaged in devotional service? I don't know what is that. I think bhakti translated as loving devotional service, Prabhupada has translated bhakti as loving devotional service. Nobody has used the word service for bhakti before. Bhakti, Prabhupada has translated service, devotional service, and which implies loving devotional service. Bhakti, so only remedy. to get out of the artificial life. It means those who are not engaged in Krishna conscious bhakti seva activities, they are all living artificial life. Is it otherwise? It's a positive way of saying things. But the otherwise, what you have to say? Everybody is living in dream. Everybody is living artificial life. Except those who are constantly engaged in Krishna consciousness. Is it clear? Will this qualify Mahaprabhu's statement? Koti koti madhya ek Krishna bhakta durlabh. Is it right? Is it qualify Krishna's statement? Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit yatati siddhe yatatamki siddhanam kaschin mamveti tatvata. The same thing. Of many thousands, only one rare soul is practicing Krishna consciousness. Is it right? What Krishna says, same thing Mahaprabhu is saying. Krishna and Mahaprabhu are non-different. They are saying the same thing. So whole world is living artificial life. It is the meaning of this one sentence. Whole world is living in artificial life. It means they are living in dream. I will earn this, then I will make this palace, I will buy this flat, I will get this car. And then God, Supreme Lord called Yamraj and asked him, Ja means go, Paan La, bring a betel nut. In Hindi you say, Ja Paan La. And Yamraj went and he brought the whole Japan. Ja Paan. Ja Paan La. But it is said, Ja means go, and Paan La means bring the betel nut. But in Hindi it said, Ja Paan La. And the agents of the Yamraj understood, go and bring Japan. Whole Japan they brought. In 1 minute, whole Japan becomes here. Overnight dream is over. Just in few minutes dream is over. Tsunami, so many people died. Over a minute. You understand? There's a dream or not dream. That's what the dream is called. Now awaken, everything is finished. This is, everybody is living in an artificial life. Artificial life. The one word Sri Prabhupada said, but it has a very profound meaning. So real life is Krishna consciousness, but Krishna consciousness engaged constantly in devotional service. It's a very interesting word. Constantly, how can we constantly be engaged in devotional service? Mata karma kin mata paramo bat bhakta sanga varjitaha. This is the last verse of 11th chapter, which is the way to become constantly engaged in Krishna. Mata karma, do work for me with your body. Mata parma, with your mind, consider me the goal of your life. Mata bhakta, and love me. Three activities of body, mind and heart. With body, work for me. With mind, think me the goal of life. And with your heart, love me. In this world, we work for one person. We have a second goal and we love third person. So Krishna does not want that type of bhakti. Work for me, consider me the goal of your life and love me. One person only. And two things for the world. What is the two words? Nirvaira sarvabhuteshu. Now before that, sanga varjita. Sanga varjita. Get yourself away from all unwanted associations. So then I should hate all the people? No. No, don't do that. Nirvaira sarvabhuteshu. Don't have enmity with anybody. But don't associate with them. The very technical words, everything when Krishna speaks, here also said, paramaya, bhaktiya, paramaya, not ordinary bhakti, paramaya bhakti, unalloyed devotional service. Only bhakti could be any bhakti, but unalloyed. Unalloyed means not bhakti of anybody else, ananya bhakti, na anya, not of anybody else, except Vasudeva. So Krishna could have said, bhaktiya, no, ananya bhaktiya, paramaya bhaktiya, supreme. Unalloyed devotion only to Krishna, not anything else. Why this way Narad Muni is speaking? Because Prachin Varis is doing his worship to so many other different demigods with different names. So he's saying, no, this devotion is not a devotion. This is avyavasaya atmika buddhi. It is many branched. It will not lead to the goal. So Śrīla Prabhupāda's next sentence, everyone is trying to be happy in this world. Everyone is trying to be happy in this world. Is okay? And the process adopted to achieve that happiness is called self-interest. The process applied, adopted to achieve that happiness is called self-interest. I want to be happy, and process I applied is to earn some money, and that is my self-interest. That is, the whole world is like this. I want to be happy. So what I should do? I should do some business, I should do some service. What will I get? I will get money, and that is my self-interest. That's what the whole world is like. Is it okay? This is the way whole world is going. To be happy, something we are doing in this world to be happy. And that is our self-interest. Unfortunately, the conditioned soul hovering within this material world does not know that his ultimate goal of self-interest is Vasudeva. Unfortunately, durbhagya se, people don't know their self-interest is Vasudeva. Vasudeva ruchi, katha ruchi. If we don't have developed taste for Vasudeva katha, all the endeavors are sharam eva hi kevalam. Sharam eva hi kevalam. All our endeavors just useless if they are not really giving us the opportunity to have taste for Vasudeva katha. Ruchi. You know what is the meaning of ruchi? Ruchi means so much pleasure that I don't want to leave it. Ruchi. So unfortunately, people don't know this, that what is their self-interest. Sankshapti, our material existence, begins with illusion, bodily concession. That sentence is over. What is the self-interest? Vasudeva. What is the self-interest of the other people? Bodily concept of life. This is the other part of this. So, samsarti or material existence begins with the illusion bodily conception of life. And on the basis of this conception, there ensues a series of unwanted things. Anartha parampara. Anartha parampara. What about that good story Prabhupada used to tell? Sadhu went for nice bhajan, and he was having only one coupon, and he was drawing the coupon, and the rat was taking the coupon, and he got this coupon, and then he wanted somebody to donate the cat to chase the rat, and then for cat meow meow he wanted some cow, and for milking cow he needed ultimately wife. That is called parampara. Anartha parampara. This is anartha parampara. For one piece of cloth he ended up into the house which he had left earlier. That's called anartha parampara. This story we know this is a story. There is anartha parampara. It's a parampara. After one, other, two, three, it go back there. This is a parampara. That's what Prabhupada is saying. Only if we just have one desire, little separate from Krishna, then this parampara is start automatically. This is anartha parampara. So many things after one after other, so other things. They come in circle. You don't desire that it will come. These unwanted things, anartha parampara, from where they are coming, Prabhupada is just focusing, from where all these unwanted things are coming. Anartha parampara is coming from where? These are mental desires of various type of sense gratification. They are coming from mind. Why is it called parampara and mind? Because when person leaves the body, mind goes with him. When person leaves the body, mind goes with him.
So mind carries all the parampara with him. And in another body, this parampara is stored in the another body also. Mind goes with us.
Actually, Yamaraj, when some person dies, he just look for, like when there is a plane crash, they look for black box. In the black box, there is all information. So Yamaraj, at the end of the death of this body, he looks for the mind, which is a black box, having everything black inside. All the paramparas. And he just decode those paramparas and give the another birth according to those paramparas. Mind. So this man, okay? So this, all these unwanted things. You go and look in your house, not brahmachari. Even brahmachari, you go and look in your ashram. How many unwanted things are in your cupboard? One time you wanted these things are need, but now they are just lying there. Many unwanted things. And go and look in your house, how many unwanted things are there in your house? You just kept many unwanted things in the almaris. At a time you can wear only one set of cloth. And how many set of cloth are in your almari, Mataji Lo? How many set of cloth we keep? We need only one. How many we need? Vasansi jiranan yatha vyahaya. When I speak on this word, I say, that many cloth you keep, that many births you have to take. This is the purpose. Vasansi jiranan, as the body, the old garment you get away and get the new garment, like you leave the body and get another body. So brahmacharis at least are safe, they keep two sets. More than two sets for brahmachari is very dangerous. More cloth means more desire. More desire means more birth. So Mataji's love, they are very much upset. Whole almara is full with so many dresses, means so many bodies we are hanging there. That we are going to take this body, this body, this body, this body. Early days, Prabhupada, in early days he used to wash his cloth in the night, put on a line, next day he used to use same. No two set of cloth even. That is called no desire. We have, how many unwanted things we have? Wanted things means you need every day. Unwanted things means you need maybe once in a year. Once in a while, unwanted things. Our whole house is full with unwanted things. Actually, we are unwanted in the house, but we are knowing that is our house. We are unwanted in the house. Once I was just realizing, I claim that this house belongs to me. Okay, this is my flat. But how many other living entities are living in that flat? Living or not living? How many? Even some rats are there, some mosquitoes are there. When they go out in their own parties, they discuss, I came from this house, this is my house. They claim that house is their house. You claim your house, they claim their house. They are living in the same house. They say it belongs to me. So you say, no, they are wrong. How can they say it? I paid for it. They say, no, we are living here. It is our house. It's the same formula applies. We think this is our house. So many other living entities are living in this also enjoying. In this body, so many other living entities are living also in this body. Are living or not living? Huh? So many bacteria, when they enter it, we want to kill them because they are entering in our body. So it is not really belonging to us. It's artificial, it's unwanted. Doesn't it look like or not? So, in this way, one accepts different types of bodies within the material world by different desires within the mind. So again Prabhupada is giving what is the solution? The process, the solution is, one first has to control the mind so that the desires of mind can be purified. So repeated birth and death is due to impure mind. Impure mind is cause of repeated birth and death. To purify the mind is the process. Impure mind. So what is the method to purify the mind? This process is described in Narth Panchratra. You know what is that? Narth Panchratra means?
Panch means fire, Ratra means night. In five nights, Narad Muni was instructed by Nar Narayan Rishi in Badrika Ashram about the process of worship of Supreme Lord. Therefore it is called Pancharatra, in five nights. Pancharatra, five nights. And Narad Muni got instruction in Badrika Ashram by Nar Narayan. That's called Pancharatra. And what is the process? Sarva upadhi vinura muktam. Sarva upadhi vinura muktam. Upadhi means unwanted designations. Vinura muktam, completely freed from. Tataparta vena nirmalam, then becomes pure. Nirmal means pure. Nir means no, mal means impurity. No impurity, pure. Unless one purifies his mind, there no question of getting free from material condition. Unless, so what we are doing here? Cheto, darpana, marjanam, what we are doing is, we are executing the process of purifying mind. Antahkaran shuddhi is called antahkaran. Purification of antahkaran. Anta means inner, karan means senses, and inner senses is mind. The major inner sense is mind. Antaha means inner. And karna means sense. And then Srila Prabhupada quote another verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Anartha upashanamum upashamanam. Anartha, same thing, anartha, parampara. Upashanam, how to stop that? Sakshad bhakti yoga adhokshade. By bhakti yoga to adhokshade. Lokasya ajananta, people don't know. People don't know. Lokasya ajananto, they don't know. Vidavansa chakare satvatta sahinta. Therefore, Vyasadeva has compiled satvam satvatta sahinta, the Srimad Bhagavatam. Now this we qualify this statement. Prabhupada, when he is speaking, when he is writing, he has just in front of his vision statement of Krishna from Bhagavad Gita, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now this is statement here, when Prabhupada is speaking, it is directly referring to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching Sanatana Goswami. Swatta Jivera, on their own, the living entities, they cannot be awakened. Therefore, out of causeless mercy, Veda Shastra, Sadhu Shastra, Krishna has given Veda, and Prabhupada writes, Krishna came as Vyasadeva and he gave the all Vedic literature. Then he sent Sadhu. Then he comes himself as a Paramatma. Sadhu, Guru, Atma. By these three methods, Supreme Lord reclaims the conditioned soul. This is a statement from Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is the way really to understand Prabhupada's purport. Whatever Prabhupada is writing, it has relevance to some statement in some scripture. So this statement is, Vyasadeva has compiled all the Vedic literature, particularly Satvat Santam. Bhagavatam is called Satvat Santam. Satvat means devotee. Santam, Vaishnavanam, very dear to the Vaishnava. Satvat Santa is Bhagavatam. The material miseries of the living entity, which are superfluous to him, can be directly mitigated by a linking process of devotional service. But mass of people don't know this, and therefore learned Vyasadeva compiled the Vedic literature, which is in relation to the Supreme Truth. Unearth unwanted things come down from one body life to another. Unearth, therefore, even when we start practicing devotion, old habits again try to come up. Therefore, we need association. Therefore, we need association of the devotees. Because more devotees, more mind have to help us to bring to Krishna. Otherwise, our mind, which has very much conditioning from many lifetimes, drag us back onto the old track. Therefore, there is a need of temple established. Therefore, we need some temple to establish where like-minded people come together and practice bhakti. So we need association, therefore we need temple. So association is the only way to somehow do the practice of bhakti.
cannot be done. That's why for some purpose, like without temple and association of devotee, you cannot practice devotional service. Particularly in purpose, when Prabhupada was in Australia and that Siddh Sarup and people were living outside the temple, some purpose are specifically on this point, that you cannot practice devotion if you live away from the temple. So therefore, this temple is more, they are most important. Why can't we make a point to come regularly? Are we going regularly for our business? Are we going regularly for business? And then what we are going doing by that? Anarth parampara. We are going for anarth parampara every day. Why we are not coming for swarth parampara every day? Why we don't keep it priority? What is the reason? Things can go in this world. When we are will not be here, still the world will continue. All those people who are in the graveyard, they were saying that without us this world will not go. But they are gone, still the world is going on, going. Sach hai ke jhoot hai? Hamare bagair duniya nahi chalegi. Is it true? No. Then why we are not serious? Because our mind is dragging from the last many lifetimes to get little enjoyment, but only little adjustment. If I do this, then I will do bhakti. Little adjustment. But little, only this much I earn. If I fix my house, then no problem. I get my child married, no problem. Then I will do bhakti. And this will never end. This is parampara which will continue. And from where it is coming? It is coming from conditioning of the mind from many, many lifetimes. Therefore, it is very easy to understand when devotee says, I'm trying to concentrate on chanting, but my mind is going somewhere else. Then I simply said, if I give you half milliliter of scent to apply, and then you go into the big gutter, sewage, when you come out, which fragrance will come out of you? The scent or the sewer? Sewer. So, we have started practicing devotional service for last few months and for so many lifetimes we were in a sewer. So, that fragrance is coming very quickly. It's very, very simple. So, we need to be more serious to practice it constantly. Constantly. Prabhupada writes, those who are 24 hours engaged in Krishna's service, Krishna becomes their intimate friend. And he looks after the needs of his friend. So intimate, Prabhupada's purpose are, and Prabhupada is saying, as if and I am preaching full time Krishna consciousness, Krishna is taking care of me. He is taking care of me, everything is provided. His purpose is so clear, crystal clear. 24 hours, those who are engaged in service, Krishna becomes intimate friend and he looks after the needs of his friend. So, when his Prabhupada is writing, he's simply saying, he looks after his friend's needs. You have not to worry about anything. But we have still not firm faith on this. I have to do something, maybe Krishna forget it. He never forget. He is abhijya. He knows everything. The first verse of Bhagavatam, abhijya, he knows everything. Past, present and future. We think he might forget us. He will never forget. We are forgetting him, therefore we are suffering. So next line, this unearthed, unwanted things come down from the bodily life. One life on earth. To get out of this entanglement, one has to take to the devotional service of Lord Vasudeva Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. The word Guru is significant in this connection. The word Guru may be translated as heavy or the supreme. In other words, the Guru is a spiritual master. Sri Rishabhdev advised, now Prabhupada when he is saying, we have to go to Guru, then what is the definition of Guru? Prabhupada is immediately telling Rishabhdev as a supreme Lord. He instructed, Guru nasasyat na mochyate yaha samupeta mrityum. He should not be Guru who cannot deliver his disciple from repeated birth and death. That is the meaning of Guru. That is what the here word guru, this word guru, Supreme Lord or His representative, who can get us free from repeated birth and death. Not the guru who can give us the number of lottery and we get money. These are many gurus, they are giving number of lottery. Lottery number guru, many, they are famous guru. Repeated birth and death, that is called guru. And Prabhupada immediately quoting definition of guru is one who deliver his disciple from repeated birth and death. One should not take up the most post of a spiritual master. Now Prabhupada's warning, one should not take up the post of a spiritual master unless he is able to lead his disciple from cycle of birth and death. Bhagavatam 5.5.18. Material action is actually a chain of action and reaction brought about by different types of fruitive activities. Anarth parampara kahan se aati hai? Anand parampara is coming from where? Fruitive activities. Fruitive activity means karma kanda. It means that those people who are not doing karma kanda, they are actually going towards animalistic species of life. They are tamo guna. Adhogacchanti tamasaha. But those who are doing, most of the people who are calling themselves religious and doing so many fruitive activities, they are in this parampara of at least coming back as a human being and enjoying and suffering. This is the cause of birth and death. One can stop this process only by engaging oneself in service of Vasudev. Bhakti refers to those activities performed in the service of the Lord, Vasudeva. Bhakti, why this one sentence is there? Because bhakti doesn't apply to demigod. The worship and bhakti are different. Bhava for Bhagavan, bhaj, dhatu is bhaj only for Bhagavan, not for demigods. So bhakti is only means to Supreme Lord. Because Lord Vasudeva is supreme, one should engage oneself in his service, not in service of demigod. It will be more clear in our verses next. Nard will speak. One should not worship service to the demigods, but to the Supreme Lord. Bhakti means devotional service begins from neophyte stage. From neophyte stage means sadhana bhakti, stage of observing rules and regulation, and extends to the point of spontaneous loving service, raga noga bhakti. The both part of bhakti Prabhupada is just given in one line. The purpose of all stages is to satisfy Lord Vasudev. When one is perfectly advanced in devotional service of Vasudev, one becomes completely detached from the service of the body, that is his designated position in material existence. Now parameter is given by Prabhupada. What is the parameter? Advancement in devotional service. How we know we are advancing in devotional service? His designation. Then he is detached from the designations. Then when we start chanting every day, then there is a mantra for Bhuta Siddhi. Bhuta Siddhi. You know Bhuta Siddhi? Bhuta Siddhi. Bhuta means ghost, ghost. Bhuta means ghost. We are hunted by a ghost of this body and its designations. Therefore we are called Bhuta. Siddhi means really Naham Vipro Nachagaha Pati Dizvuna Vanaspati. That is what we say. That is what we have to say every day before we start chanting. That is called Bhuta Siddhi. Before we do start chanting Hare Krishna, we should identify ourselves that I am Gopi Parta Gopi Bharta Upad Kamala Yor Dasa 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 Anudasa. We have to say every day to this mind, otherwise this mind will say, I am servant of so and so, so and so, so and so. He won't accept this because it's very difficult. So this is what here one line is, detachment from bodily concept and designations. That is the parameter to know that how much we are advancing in devotional service. So you pujari, now you go for book distribution. No, I am pujari. Now you will not go to book distribution. Again, this is little attachment. Maybe attachment to the Supreme Lord, but is it attachment? Still, designation is there, I am Pujari. No.
Book is there, yes, I am going to Pujari. Tomorrow you cook, yes, I will cook. That's what Prabhupada says. Devotee
means military discipline. What is asked for? Do it. Why? Where? No. Early days, brahmacharis, they don't know. Somebody said in the middle of, let's go, he will go. We'll just go. Where to go? I don't know. Where do you want to take me? What do you want me to do? I will do it. That's the way this movement is spread all over the world. So this is what here says. Detachment from bodily is a designation. After becoming a detached, one becomes actually perfect in knowledge and engaged perfectly in the service of the Vasudeva. So without detachment, service, so knowledge, service with knowledge will not happen. So purification of mind is process. Then we can really render devotional service. That service, that's what actually this service which we are practicing now, when it is purified, the whole existence is purified, then that service will be rendered to the Supreme Lord. So Prabhupada is saying very high philosophy. After becoming so detached, one becomes actually perfect in knowledge and engaged perfectly in the service of the Lord Vasudev. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jivera Swarup hai, Krishnera Nityadas. Jivera Swarup hai, it means not body Swarup. So until unless we get rid of the designation of body, we are not at the stage of Jivera Swarup. We are serving different designations. As soon as one engages in the service of the Vasudev, he attains his normal constitutional position. This position is called liberated stage. Muktir hitva anyatha rupam swarupena sarupena vivasthita. What is the meaning of mukti? This mukti which people say, we want mukti, liberation. Actually, bhakti start after liberation. Bhakti start after liberation. Brahma bhuta prasanna atmana svochati na kanshati is a liberation. Mad bhaktem labate param, then only those people can get my unalloyed devotional service. After mukti, bhakti starts. Muktanam api siddhanam narayan prayana kotishu, after millions and millions, only one is narayan prayana. And who is narayan prayana? Narad is narayan prayana. The example of Narayan Parayana is Narad. Parayana is one who has taken complete shelter. One who can enter into the house of Narayan. Narad enter into the all palaces of Lord Sri Krishna and Dwarka. Who can go in somebody's house until unless he is Narayan Parayana? Nobody can go in any house. Parayana means entering into the house. Ramayana means as is Ram's home. Ayana means the place of living. Narayan Parayana, only Narad is Narayan Parayan. He can go any time to the Narayan's house, Vaikunth, and talk with him and ask him any question, no problem. That's called Narayan Parayan. Mukti cannot do that. He's just a one spot in a light for some time, a proton moving here and there. He's not Narayan Parayan. Muktanam api siddhanam Narayan Prana Kotishu Durlabha Mahamuni. As such, Mahamuni is Durlabha. Mukti hitva. What is the meaning of mukti? What is the meaning of liberation? Swarupa istiti. And what is the swarup? Service. Our swarup is Nitya Krishna Das. Seva. It's not that our swarup, my swarup is to be peacock like this. No, it is not swarup. Swarup is seva. Not anything else. Whatever form you may be, but service is, swarup is service. Jivera swarup is Nitya Krishna Das. No other swarup. People go to Siddha people in Radhakund, and when they come and they are still doing like this. What are they doing? Siddha Baba told, I am peacock in Krishna Lila, so I am doing my swarup. This is this is not swarup. Swarup means service. Render service, that is swarup. In the liberated state, one is situated in his original Krishna conscious position. He gives up all engagement in the service of matter. Engagement, konsi matter ki service hai? What are the services of the matter? Prabhupada designated.
engagement concocted under the names of social services, service of matter.
Number two, national service, service of matter. Community service, service of matter. Dog service.
Automobile service. And so many other services conducted under the illusion I and mine. What is matter service? Service of the matter. Either service to the Vasudeva or service to the matter. And matter service includes social service. And this social service, they are Karmakandi Baba. And then national service, community service. Then Prabhupada saw many people are doing dog service nowadays. Dog service, automobile service. What is automobile service means? People too much attached to their fancy cars. They are serving their cars like anything. Cleaning, washing, doing this, the automobile service. And so many other services. As explained in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janyatyashu Vairagyam Jnanam Cha Yat Ahetukam. By entering devotional service under the Supreme Personality of Godhead, say Krishna, one immediately acquire causeless knowledge and detachment from the world. Causeless knowledge means Divya Jnan Hirdaya Prakashito. That the meaning of knowledge is knowledge which is beyond three modes of material nature is called Divya Jnan. That is Jnan. Anything less than that is Ajnan in the name of Jnan. It's ignorance, but we call it knowledge. Divya Jnan Hirdaya Prakashito. There is knowledge. That is called causeless knowledge. Causeless mercy of the spiritual master. Causeless knowledge, Divya Jnan. Hirdaya Prakashito is given in the heart. And detachment from the world means detachment from social service, from national service, from community service. It means detachment from all these different other things. Thus one must engage in service of the Vasudev without material desire, mental speculation or fruitive activity. Without material desire means karma. Without mental speculation means jnana. Without fruitive activities means karmakanda. Vasudev service without all these designations. Here ends the purport to these two verses by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. So what is the message? Message is the whole world is living artificial life. Artificial life. They are trying to be happy but they don't know the process. They are only inviting anarth parampara, the suffering from life after life. So only real purpose in life is to get oneself fixed up in Krishna consciousness by rendering devotional service to the Krishna under the guidance of his representative. The representative, the one guru who can get free his disciple from repeated birth and death. That is the message of Narada to Prachin Bharat. But Prachin Bharat was doing so many yajna. People are not doing anything nowadays. So Prabhupada's message is to us right now, what we are doing. So many other services, no yajna, social service, this service, that service. So what we have to do is, we have to be more serious in our devotional service. And we have to preach this message. Preaching is actually more engaging in devotional. This deity worship is also preaching. So many people come and see beautiful deity, that is also preaching. Keeping temple clean is also preaching. Preparing nice prasad is also preaching. So everything is preaching. Everything is preaching. It's not only when speaking is preaching. Anything we do related to the Vasudeva is preaching. Temple is clean, everybody will come here. Prasad is nice, everybody will be attracted to it. So all the activities is preaching, provided we have only one thing in mind. We have to get out of birth and death. Are we convinced about this? We have to get out of this birth and death. I will get next chance, then I'll do something better. Are we really clear about this? In one purport,
this one verse in first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Nest Prayeshu Abhadeshu. Prabhupada says 99% people don't think they have to get out of this material world. 99% people are not really knowing that they have to get out of birth and death. They want to adjust something in this world to be happy. 99%. Are we really serious that we should not come back and suffer in this material world? Are we really serious about this? This firm conviction can only lead us to the pure devotional service. Some adjustment here means it's still incomplete, not complete. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment? Just finish the purport, whatever Prabhupada said. I wanted to just elaborate the meaning of the words which I could understand to make it clear to myself and then trying to share with you. Any question or comment? Everybody is living in dream. Jiva Jago, Jiva Jago. So what do we have to do? Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. This is our business. When we say Jeev Jago, we should think we ourselves also, not the others. Always we think others should jago and not we.
You were speaking about causeless mercy.
Yes.
You were saying about causeless mercy within the mercy of the spiritual ministers, causeless. So it seems like some people get mercy.
Why it is not given? Maharaj is saying, why is a causeless mercy without any reason, then why it is not given to all? Why it is given to only few people, not all people? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This Prabhupada is saying that Krishna's mercy or mercy of devotee is always available for everybody. But who is the right candidate to receive it? So mercy is available. Mercy is available for everybody. It is when rain is flowing, it is for all. But who is really getting benefit of it? So causeless mercy of a spiritual master or supreme lord is for sincere seeker who has a desire to get the mercy. We desire so many other things, not the causeless mercy. If we desire causeless mercy, it is always available. There is no scarcity of causeless mercy of spiritual master or supreme lord. It is always there. But who is the right candidate to receive it? So only those who are sincere, they get the causeless mercy, because they have that container to get it. Who will get this causeless mercy? Trinadapi sunishena tarorapi sahishuna amanina manadena kirtanya sadhari. Until unless we have this humble mood, unless we have tolerance, and unless we have no desire for our own respect or aggrandizement or something, and we want to give respect to our, such people are qualified to get the mercy. So mercy is always available, but who is ready to accept it? Prabhupada said, Krishna is giving me enormous facilities because I am not using a penny for my personal self-interest. So he is giving me everything. At one certain place, Prabhupada said, he gave me everything. Krishna is giving me enormous. Why? Because I am not using a penny for my self-interest. So causeless mercy is available always for all, but all are not right persons to receive it because they don't have a right frame of mind of humbleness and and tolerance and all these things which Mahaprabhu is saying. What is godless mercy means? Chanting holy name sincerely. That is godless mercy. The godless mercy is how to become a devotee. And for that, this is the qualification. Is there anything, Maharaj, you want to comment on that? This is what is just coming out right now. It is available for all. And Prabhupada gave anybody without their qualification. He made their fortune, but some really came up to that standard and got that utilized, and some did not utilize it. So rain on the stone, rain is on the stone, but it can only little be washed. But rain on the fertile ground, you can get nice fruits and vegetables and everything. But same rainwater is there, and same one rainwater in a sip it will become what's called moti, pearl. The same one drop of rainwater that can become pearl. So such sincere seekers, they are waiting only for the mercy, not getting anything else. They will really shine. Causeless mercy is available for everybody. That's why Krishna is so open for everybody. Come and become devotee. Bhavamad Bhakta, for everybody, not one person. But who is qualifying? That's up to us. Anybody has any comment, question? Yes, Prabhu. Charga Visarga, huh?
Mm-hmm. And at the topics of like candle name, you can read candle and interpret like 10 chapters among one and 9 chapters. So I just wanted to know whether there is any link between the overview of all these chapters which you have mentioned and the topics of each candle and the topics which are mentioned in the second candle.
Usually, fourth canto is called Visarga. The majority of the material is Visarga. Fifth canto is Sthana. Sixth canto is Poshana, mainly. Maybe some other things also. Each canto is something of each. But each canto is one subject matter, if you say majority. So fourth canto is Visarga. Third canto is Sarga, fourth is Visarga. Fifth canto is Sthana, sixth is Poshana. And seventh is Uti, or the Karma Vasana, Uti. And eighth canto is Manvantara. Ninth canto is Ishanukatha. Tenth canto is Ashraya. 11th canto is Mukti, Mukti, and 12th canto is Nirodha. These are the 10 subject matter like this. Each one canto, one subject matter and major is like this.
They are also related to the canto name, that
the Prabhupada has given all these names usually. Secondary creation and things are there.